Hi, this is Crystal Whitney, and I'm here with Annette Moore, who is actually the Senate Secretary. Is that correct, Annette?
My title is Secretary of the Senate.
What do you do here for the Senate?
My responsibilities are actually outlined in a legislative rule, in the Senate rules.
Wow, very official.
And I act as the Chief Administrative Officer of the Senate. Some of the other things I do, I hire session staff, I supervise the session staff, some interim staff, and assign them duties and responsibilities.
Okay.
We also have supervisors over the various different categories, and they supervise directly the people under them.
So, but you're at the head of the pyramid.
Yeah, I guess you could say that. Yeah.
Well, that works because I've just been doing staff highlights this session, so you're the top one. I'm glad I'm getting a hold of you. You won't say
anything. Speechless. I'm glad you're glad.
Thank you. I appreciate that. What other stuff do you do here for the Senate?
Well, I certify and supervise the transmission of all bills back and forth between the Senate and the House.
Okay. And you sit with the circle, right? You're right in front of the...
I'm sitting in the center of the circle, just below the dais where the president sits.
Okay.
And with the transmission of the bills back and forth, we have letters of communication that accompany the bills.
Yeah.
Okay. Let the House know what action the Senate took on each piece of legislation.
Okay. How long have you been working for the Senate?
This is my 19th session.
What? So you really know what's going on.
Hopefully I do by this time, but you're always learning a few things.
Yeah.
Now, I advise the president on parliamentary procedure, so I'm supposed to know all of the rules.
Oh, okay.
There are a lot of rules to know, so sometimes I have to look things up.
So if a motion is made incorrectly, are you the one that stands up and corrects the motion so that he can repeat it onto the floor?
I do that a lot, yes.
Okay.
You'll notice there are three of us up here.
On the circle.
Sometimes if I'm busy doing something, I don't hear what's happened. One of the others will catch it.
Okay.
And tell me, you know, or stand up and tell the president.
Okay. How did you learn it?
You just read the book.
Okay. Is the book big? I've never looked at the book.
It's huge.
Well, oh my gosh.
I mean, it's, I don't know, 100 and some odd pages, but...
Wow. What is your highlight of session this year?
Because it's fresh in my memory, I guess. In 19 years, I have not missed one day of session, because when you're in session, you just don't get sick. If you're sick, you come to work.
Yeah, because it's so busy.
But there's been a virus going around, and a bunch of people have gotten it, and I was one of the unfortunate ones. And I was just really impressed by the way the staff, not only here on the circle, but pages, secretaries, and others in the chamber here just stepped up, and everybody did more than they would normally do. They were kind of on their toes, maybe a little bit more than they normally would be, and there may have been a few hiccups here and there, but there weren't any bills that were invalidated.
That's good. So it was a success.
That was. So I was impressed by the team effort, yeah.
Do you have any last words you'd like to leave the public?
I just hope that they will keep an open mind. When people call and complain, we like to try and educate them and let them know that everything they read or hear isn't exactly what happens up here.
It might be like a half the story, not the full version.
Right. And so if people are willing to listen and be educated, many times they're very surprised at what really goes on and how hard the senators and the staff really work here. So I just hope people will keep an open mind and not criticize the legislators for doing things that they may not understand totally,
yeah.
Because most of the time it's very important work and they're very
yeah.
dedicated men and women.
Do you have a funny story that you'd like to share with the public?
It didn't happen this session. In fact, it happened before I was actually the Secretary of the Senate.
Okay.
I came into the chamber when we were in session to bring a note or something. I don't even remember. And we used to have a raised floor because there were cables underneath the flooring for all the computers.
Before the renovation?
Before the renovation. And I tripped and fell flat on my face right in front of the Senate.
Did they all turn around?
Fortunately, not everybody saw it. I jumped up quickly. That was very embarrassing.
Yeah. And this is Crystal Whitney with Annette Moore for Senate Radio. And if you want to learn more about any of the information we do here, visit utahsenate.org.